in retrospect, which is always short order, but the poll at Western New England College deserves a shout-out. They got it right. And I thought one of the most prescient moments that they offered in that poll just before the election was that Markey's experience did not count against him. In fact, I thought that was the most salient part of the poll as reported. Most of us always want to see the data that goes into polling. We don't want to just see the poll numbers. And I think that that really stands out, that after Markey's long service in the House, people did not think that that ought to have disqualified him to serve in the United States Senate.
As you noted, it seemed in that polling data that a lot of the arguments that that Republican Gabriel Gomez was making against Markey just failed to resonate, while the issues that Markey raised, namely gun control, women's health issues, Social Security benefits, taxes on the wealthy, those are issues did seem to resonate with most voters.
Well, those also seem to be staples of Democratic positions, and I think that Markey's position, for example, on background checks was something that resonated with independent voters as well. I think that those are pretty compelling numbers when you look at them, and I think that those, by the way, are reasonable positions.
On the downside of this, if you will, of the voter turnout, I don't know if there's a strong enough adjective for it, but I guess you'd have to say it was pretty pathetic. Any thoughts about that?
Well, I think we all anticipated that there would be a low turnout. I think there's an element of fatigue that has accompanied these elections. I think that we've had also a couple of incendiary rounds of elections, given the Scott Brown victory over Martha Coakley and then the Elizabeth Warren victory over Scott Brown. So that high volatility that came with those two elections, I think in a sense, just coming off a presidential election and congressional elections, probably also dismayed some of the voters.
Do you think Markey's and his bears any responsibility for this in the campaign that he ran? It was a fairly low-key campaign without a lot of public appearances. Does he bear any responsibility for not making this a more exciting contest that voters would want to participate in?
No, I think that there's been a seismic shift in campaigning since the time that I began, and part of it has to do with the fact that these younger staffers that have come along, they specialize in data. And I think that what's important to emphasize is that they aggressively pursue those who are going to vote. And I think that that shows up very clearly in polling data, that if you can spend your time, and this is not a criticism of those who choose not to vote as much as it is an educational opportunity or a teachable moment, I think that the difficulty is that when you do a survey in a special election, you're limited in time, and you're limited in resources, the result of which is you perhaps overemphasize trying to reach those you're sure are going to come to the polls, and you don't have time or resources to spend with those who are dubious as to whether or not they are going to come to the polls.
What do you see the impact for Massachusetts now of having Congressman Markey in the United States Senate along with Elizabeth Warren, who ironically, because of the timing of all of this, she will now be the state's senior senator?
Well, I think there is some irony to the fact that John Kerry waited 28 years to be the senior senator, and Senator Warren has waited 2 months. And I think that Ed Markey will be a good partner in the United States Senate. You know, when you consider the people that have been sent to the United States Senate from Massachusetts over the course of my lifetime, never mind my career, what's striking about it is that the Senate offers long-term service, whether it was Ed Brooke, Ted Kennedy, Leverett Saltonstall, John Kerry, or certainly it would have been Paul Tsongas had his health not impacted his career positions. So I think that the Senate is one of long service, and I think much of it has to do with the fact that it's a deliberative body and people want individuals who are going to go there to be judicious in their review of complicated legislation.
You mentioned your long service. Senator-elect Markey's soon departure from the House is going to have an impact on you. Why don't you explain what that is?
Well, I certainly ascend to the dean's position in the Massachusetts congressional delegation. It's more than honorific when you consider the fact that McCormick and O'Neill and Moakley and Boland, as well as Markey, we're all deans of the Massachusetts delegation. It's an individual position that, by custom and tradition, means that you're the organizing point, that you are the one that does the greetings, you're the one that sets up visits with dignitaries. and that they will move through your office. For example, when the governor decides that he's would like to meet with a congressional delegation, that would be done through the behest of the dean's office. If you were courting legislation as it relates to hospitals, as we recently have discussed, energy, financials, manufacturing, or for that matter, education and agrarian interests, that would all be done through the dean's office. So it's a nice honor after all of these years of service, and I certainly intend to be very aggressive in keeping the delegation together. There is a psychological part of it, which means that, as is the case with most legislation, it is not easy trying to herd people of strong opinion and strong personality.